This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Well, I'm now at the accessible voting desk here at the conference, and I'm with Katrina Bowness, who's from RNIB Scotland, who's going to demonstrate the voting overlay with me.
We're testing ballot paper overlay.
Okay.
We've got the ballot paper just as if you were at the Scottish Parliament elections.
Right.
The overlay that we're testing is something that fits precisely over the ballot paper.
Okay.
For this test, we are asking people to vote for candidate number 10 on the regional list and candidate number 5 on the constituency
list
paper.
Yeah.
And if I let you feel them, so this is a constituency.
Okay.
Ballot paper with the overlay over it.
Okay, so you've got the overlay and some bits of braille,
top.
Yeah, it says top at the braille there, which is good. And if I go to my right-hand side, you've got the windows, and
yes,
it's got braille 1, braille 2, braille 3, braille 4, braille 5, hey, braille 6. I suppose you've got to make sure that the ballot, that the overlay is in the right place, haven't you?
That's right. I mean, if you've got options, you could tap it yourself to make sure it goes into position, because it's exactly the right
I suppose the problem is whether you've got to make sure that it's down.
That's right.
Down here, I suppose. It's number 5, isn't it? We're supposed
to number five.
My candidate number 5, okay. This is always the tricky thing, isn't it?
That's
making
right.
sure you've got it in the right place. Okay. So I'm gonna put my cross.
Uh-huh.
So I'm gonna try and do that. And hopefully that's a cross, and hopefully if we take the overlay off.
Yeah, take the overlay off.
Should find that I've hopefully put it in the right place.
It's exactly in the right place.
Good Lord.
So if I give you the next ballot paper, for this particular ballot paper, the regional list ballot paper, you're voting for candidate number 10.
Number 10. And this is obviously a lot harder because you've got so many candidates.
That's right.
And again, it's that thing of making sure that the overlay is actually in the right place. So,
yes.
Okay, so hopefully that's in the right place. Number 10, wasn't it?
Yes.
So let me go around the braille. So that's 5, that's 6, that's 7, that's 8, that's 9, that's 10. Yep, that's 10 down there. I'm going to put my cross in, hopefully in the right place. Have I made the right vote? Have I not spoilt my paper? We're going to find out.
Let's have a look. No, you've made the vote in the box.
Fantastic.
It's clearly in the box. So how easy or difficult did you find using the ballot paper overlay to cast your vote?
I think it's easy, but I think it's always that thing of making sure it's lined up properly. So I think that's the only feedback I would give, because if it's not lined up, you might end up putting your cross in the wrong place or spoiling your paper. But as long as it's lined up, it seemed to work very well.
How confident are you that you cast your vote correctly?
Fairly confident, I think.
Fairly confident, that's good. How do you usually vote, Matt?
I usually do the same thing where when I'm voting in my local elections at home.
Yes.
I'll go in and I'll use the overlay, but I do need somebody to make sure I've put my cross in the right place, because you're never quite sure. So I'm still not able to vote independently because I've got somebody to check it for me.
Okay, so you vote in person?
Yes.
And compared to the way that you usually vote, did having the overlays improve the process of voting for you?
I think, yes, the overlay certainly improved it, and I think it's something which should be there all the time. So every time we vote, there should be an overlay or something to help us.
What we're doing with these papers is giving them the completed questionnaires to the Scottish Government elections team. They're going to take them away and analyse what people's experiences were using the overlay in this test. And I mean, people have been already suggesting to me that they want to try something different, you know, that they want to vote for the candidate they like the look of best on the ballot paper. But the idea, the principle behind having everyone do the same test, you know, whether they're sighted wearing sim specs or have sight loss, then it gives the sense of how useful the overlay is when it comes to casting the vote.
Now, the overlay is so useful because for me, I can't, you know, I have a little bit of vision, but I can't read the ballot paper. I can't see where I'm making my cross. So I need some form of tactile, you know, sort of indication as to I'm putting my cross in the right place and everything else. So, and I still, as I say, I need that assistance at the end to make sure I've actually made the cross in the right box. So it's still not independent voting in a way, but at least it's better.
Yes. If this is rolled out at a future election in Scotland, say the Scottish Parliament elections in 2026, or in local government elections, it will go alongside a phone number that you can ring either on your own phone from the polling station or a phone provided at the polling station, where you will have the list of candidates read out to you. And this candidate checklist is being trialled at by-elections in Glasgow on Thursday, the 20th of March. And at these by-elections, there's going to be a test of offering voters the opportunity of using a dial-a number to check the order of candidates. Because if you think about it, the most important thing is to know the order where your chosen candidate is on the ballot paper.
Yeah, fantastic. That's great. And hopefully it'll come to, you know, every polling station and every election, whether it's local or national.
Yes.
Well, thanks, Katrina. Thanks for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and for showing me the tactile overlays for voting. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for taking part in the test.